My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we discuss the phone call between Davin and his scammer, Jane. And does Davin have a new career? Listen and enjoy.
Are you there?
Hello?
There's nothing outside your window?
Why? Hello?
Hello? I want to know what you see, so I feel like I'm with you.
I'll tell you what, that is not the conversation of two people in love.
No, because they got some woman to get on the phone with you. It sounds like you got a number for some crazy chick at the bar the previous night, and you called her, and you realize you don't even remember who you were.
Yeah. Quite the scenario you've got.
Oh, but you gave me your number. I was drunk. You know? I got myself into it.
And during the phone call, you're both still a little drunk.
Yeah, right. You still don't have your shit together, too. Yeah, right.
I will say
that went awful.
I will say that when that it would appear that her trip to Nigeria, the accent stuck. She seems to have lost her California accent.
Yeah, she does.
Does not really sound American.
Yeah.
I did not hear, though, and I listened, I did not hear a man feeding her lines.
No, but I think...
I couldn't tell.
I think that it is somebody that they got to talk, because basically you would be picking up the dialogue of what you guys were writing, or she would, you know, how
well,
are
we
you?
We really didn't get really into it. I mean, you think it was a dude writing about sucking my two balls downstairs?
I most certainly do.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, and they probably got this woman on there because she didn't seem to know what's going on with anything. You've had quite a amount of dialogue with her. You've argued with her. You fought with her.
I didn't ask her about her period.
But, you know.
Yeah, that's not the first phone call.
Is that phone call number two, Pip?
Yeah.
At least number three.
No, okay.
Right. But, funny, but if you had, you know, if you had, you know, ooh, holy cow, you would be able to have more of a conversation of what you were having with her.
Well, we were having a lot of technical difficulties. I mean, we were calling on Facebook, and it really was awful, as you could hear.
But she did sound like a woman, so it didn't sound like somebody pretending to be a woman.
Yeah, no. It definitely was a woman, without a doubt.
It's nice, because, you know, after you hear that a woman wants to suck your dick like a vampire, it's always comforting when it is, in fact, a woman vampire.
Yeah.
Feel better
well,
about
you, but you're not sure who was writing all that still.
No, I'm sure. It was the person I spoke to.
No.
Yes.
No. That
yes,
was somebody
yes.
They put on the phone.
No, it was a woman. I'm very appealing.
Okay.
What man would put up with this?
You know what? Somebody who wants enough of the money from the mooger.
Oh, well, it's always about the money with you two.
Because we're dealing with scammers.
Where's the romance? No love. It's always money. What can you do? You guys are so jaded, cynical.
It's all about the romance and who shaves where.
You guys are in love. You remember what it was
that
like.
That doesn't sound like in love. Now, listen, I you know, we had technical difficulties. I get it. However, whatever conversation that you two were having, I mean, I've talked to a person on the subway with more of a connection than you had. I mean, you know.
Well, not every phone conversation is going to be smooth, but we did get her on the phone, and she initiated.
I know, that's pretty amazing.
Which I also find interesting because basically in that time, you would think that I got him on the phone, now let me reel him in.
Yeah.
You know, where they would have brought, see, and that's another thing because they should have had that game plan. If it was the person that was writing that, they would have things to go to and, you know, now that we're on the phone, you know, we could discuss this, that, and the other thing. But it was, it's almost like a wrong number.
I wanted to hear a little bit more, hi, baby, or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
I understand. Well, you know, next time we talk, you can open with that.
Okay.
So we continue. So that was good, though, right? You got her on the phone.
On the phone, no. That's good. That's good.
And we haven't
seen... Major progress.
We haven't seen... And this is not the first time she's been horny for yours truly, for Mr. Lucky 7. So... So, I mean, we have this girl horny, which is we haven't really seen before.
Yeah.
And we haven't really seen them initiating the phone conversation before.
hold on a second. We got more than that. We got her legs up in the air. She's shaving for you. I mean, there's a lot going on here.
I should have played What's in My Pants with her.
Hysterical, yeah.
Honey, rub the computer against your crotch.
What's in my pants?
Rub the Hewlett Packard. I know what Mike burned. I know they run hot.
Bits, no, you can never do on the radio again.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? She goes, I can see you outside the window. I go, silly. She goes, why? I go, because I'm not outside your window. I go, give me the address of where you are. And then later on she writes to me, because then she disappears. Later, hours later, she goes, oh, I can't wait to see you. I just called you. Hi. I go, where did you disappear to? We were talking, then you were gone. She goes, I told you, my health, remember? I slept off. I go, it was just weird. Not even a goodbye. She goes, I'm sorry, dear. I go, it's okay. I was just worried. She goes, I love you. Don't shake your head no, Joe.
Yay.
What has anybody ever seen you? You're so cold.
I go, to ruin you two kids' good time.
Yes. Yes, you are, and it's not appreciated.
Good day, sir.
I said good day.
Good day.
I go, love you too, baby. First show was starting. I was working. I go, gotta oil up and slip up. I gotta oil up and slip into my thong. Remember, I told her I'm working out of town as a stripper.
Oh, my God.
I got to oil up and slip into my thong. Duty calls.
Duty calls.
Pay the bills. Bills ain't going to pay themselves, dear.
She goes, baby, send your picture, please. Honey, I go, honey, I can't now. I got to dance in a few minutes.
I love this.
She goes, just a snap, sweetie. Please show me some love, please. I go, honey, I can't now. I'm all oily and full of Axe body spray.
I just envisioned a dumbbell and a thong in the back of some dance club about to go. Wait. Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, stupid's coming out.
For more Davin's Den scans the scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.